Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Evans Zininga. And tonight we are looking at the ED 2030 agenda, with tensions rising within the ZANU-PF party ahead of the ZANU-PF annual National People's Conference later this week. But first, 2 weeks to go to U.S. presidential elections. Recent comments by former President Donald Trump about the U.S. having a, quote, open quote, enemy within, close quote, that needs to be, open quote again, dealt with, close quote, have sparked a new wave of criticism by his opponents. But the heated rhetoric that both the Republican and Democratic presidential nominees use on the campaign trail comes with a warning from analysts. It may hurt their chances to win the White House. VOA's Veronica Valderas Iglesias explains.
With early voting underway in several states, Vice President and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris addressed reporters Saturday, intensifying her criticism of her political opponent, former President Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has proven himself to be increasingly unstable and unfit.
Harris has described Trump with those words repeatedly since the Republican presidential nominee made controversial remarks on Fox News on October 13th when interviewed about a potential second term in the White House. Trump was asked how he'd guard against bureaucrats undermining him. He replied, quote, "We have the outside enemy, and then we have the enemy from within." He added, "We have some sick people, radical left lunatics, and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military." Trump later clarified he was referring to his Democratic opponents, but repeated similar claims when interviewed on October 16th by the Wall Street Journal. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, a Republican, was asked on ABC's This Week show to share his opinion on Trump's remarks.
Nobody likes that type of stuff and that type of hyperbole, but let's look, he was president for 4 years. Did he go after his political enemies? I don't think he's going to go and weaponize. He didn't do it the first term. He's not going to necessarily do it this term.
The increasingly heated rhetoric used by both presidential candidates to blast each other isn't necessarily a winning formula to sway votes, political analyst Shannon O'Brien told VOA.
I think it has the potential to be problematic if you go over the line and you disgust people who are kind of in the middle. I think there might be some people that stay home and cross their arms and are just fed up with the entire process.
O'Brien says there are few undecided voters at this stage of the race, but the campaigns aren't ready to give up on winning them over. Trump is scheduled to hold campaign events in North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada this week. Harris, who turned 60 on Sunday, is expected to hold a series of moderated conversations Monday alongside former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan in a bid to earn the support of swing voters, according to a campaign media advisory. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And back here in the D.C., the Microeconomic and Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa 2024 combined forum meeting, which is held annually before the World Bank meetings, is going on in Washington, D.C. And Zimbabwe hosts this organization, which is a regionally owned institute with 14 member countries, finance ministers and reserve bank governors from Angola, Botswana, Burundi, Kenya, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Rwanda, Swaziland, Tanzania, Uganda, Zambia, and Zimbabwe come together for this meeting. VOA Studio 7's Marvelous Mshlanganyawe caught up with Reserve Bank Governor John Mshabane today at the Mayflower Hotel.
Tinoona zvakare kuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo takaona muchiunza mari yezigi uyezve muchitimi inobhekwa negold zviri kushanda here pari zvino vamwe vari kuchema chema kuti uremu hwayo huri kuramba uchidzika.
ichokwadi kuti mari yedu yakabatwa yakasimbiswa negoridhe ratinochera munyika medu iko zvino izvitaura kwatikuita mari dzevanhu vese dziri mumabhengi atinoti madeposits $10.9 billion tiri pa 10.9 billion iyoyo kuti ndo mari dzevanhu dziri mumabhengi mareserves yedu kutaura kuti goridhe redu ratinaro mumavolts rinoita iro $450 million makatarisa kudaro dai taida kuti titenge madeposits ese enyika ari mumabhengi tinokwanisa kuzviita neexchange rate iri pasi pasi pe25 yanga iripa zvinoreva kuti tine goridhe akawanda rokuti tibate mari yedu isadora futi payakamboita
saka pari zvino tiri kuona zvakare kuti mumefumumu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipembera kutirasvitsa peti yedu munotiina zvizvi tichiona kuti vanoshanda vari muzimbabwe
tinofara nekusvika peti yedu kwemefumumu nekuti sezvamunoziva zimbabwe ndokune musha wemefumumu ndisu mahosi emefumumu tinoshanda navo muzvinhu zvakawanda maererano netechnical assistance nekufundisa vatinenge tichiita kuti toita sei kuti nyika ibudirire ikurudzirwe saka tinotenda kuti vava nemakore 30 tichishanda navo.
That was Reserve Bank Governor John Mshayelano speaking to Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye earlier today. Marvelous also captured the Macroeconomic and Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa Director Dr. Sehliselo Mpofu. Pardon me for that.
Bazabe bekhuluma ke laba bantu embaqambileyo isiphathamandla lezi labo sibalukhulu mayelana lokuguquka komkhathi lokhu ke amazwe umhlaba wonke abhekelane lakho siyakwazi ukuthi ke izulu alisani kuhle kwezinye indawo izulu alisani njengalokhu elalikwenza kudala kwezinye indawo sokuphinda kube lezimpophoma ezinkulu kakhulu ezilimaza abantu ezilimaza izifuyo inotho kube ke kungasabi nezivuno kulimaleke izifuyo kungabe kusavunwa amazweke la abe sokuhlwa lokuhlupheka kwabantu lezinyamazana lomkhathi kwezinye indawo kuyatshisa kakhulu kwezinye indawo njalo kuphinde kube lezimpophoma ke ke lezi ziphathamandla zifuna ukukhangela ukuthi nxa kunjalo nje umkhathi nje obusiba mubi senze nje ke amazwe la azimisele kanganani enzani adinga mzamo bani ukubana ke alwisane lalolu hlupho lokuguquka komkhathi ngakho-ke bafuna ukuthi balungise izikhwama zamazwe ukubana-ke amazwe ahlale elezikhwama kubonakala ukuthi nxa kusiba lalolu hlupho njengokuthi nxa abantu beswele ukudla nxa ukuthi akulasivuno kumbe kwaba lezimpophoma ezadiliza konke-ke abantu bazathengelwa ngakho ukudla izifuyo ziyakwenzenjani izakhiwo ezinye ezilinyazwe zimpophoma zamanzi ziyalungiswa njani imigwaqo elimeleyo amabholoho lakho konke lokho kunenginengi okubangelwa yikuguquka komkhathi okuyikho kubhekane nalezi zihlanganiso so ngakho-ke lezi ziphathamandla zifuna ukuthi zibonisane zidinga amacebo njalo.
That was Macroeconomic and Financial Management Institute of Eastern and Southern Africa Director Dr. Sehliselo Mpofu in DC earlier today. And on a sad note, Bulawayo residents are mourning the death of Gogo Rose Nyati, a local grandmother, vendor and informal comedian who passed away on Saturday. Gogo Rose, 78, affectionately known as the People's Granny, used to talk about issues affecting Bulawayo residents, the vendors' rights, the local authorities' responsibilities, Zimbabwe's welfare and other issues. One of the vendors who will fondly remember is Gogo Nyandoro.
Ngoba bengumama okhululekileyo umama okhuluma iqiniso esikhathi esiningi onganzwa kuzondileka 16 yabo xa usesifika la isiphi asonto ukuphila umuntu isiphi ya 20 kilometers isiphi lapha nxa kunje siyakhekele sehleli ezilimnyama esingawothi singalibhala ngani sele egcekeni ngomangokuthi mina bemthatha njengomna wami layithatha njengosisi wakhe xa nginje ngizwanele sizungu ukuthi namhlanje ngizahamba lobani lapha yathi simbe sikule emfasisi kule nto enjeasihambi namhlanje sokuthi ngizahamba lobani even abantu bakhe bemthatha njengomnawe mdala ngokuthi sijikele khathana wasesikhwane se-20 years sokuphila isitonto anzange ngibone ubuyi wakhe angaze sacaphulaathe tamaasisi sokuphelile sesizihlekela kungala ntweni
manje imali yethu lapha sizakhona sizakhulunyelwa mbala kakhulu
loku sesikhaleleyo ukuthi umuntu wethu asinika omunye mbuzo kanjengaye asiboni asiboni ukuthi singaba layo oyabe njengo
was Gogo Nyantoro speaking to Ezra Sibanda in Bulawayo. Let's take a quick short break. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Coming back to our topic of the day, the ruling party ZANU-PF is gearing up for its annual conference in Bulawayo, but the party's future looks uncertain. Factionalism, leadership crisis, and debates over President Emmerson Mnangagwa's succession are just a few of the challenges they are facing. The internal conflicts have intensified since Mnangagwa's disputed win in the August 2023 election. Slogans like ED 2030, promoting the extension of Mnangagwa's term, have emerged within the party, igniting unease among ordinary Zimbabweans and dividing opinions among party members and the military. Despite Mnangagwa's insistence that he does not seek a term extension, asserting his identity as a constitutionalist, his supporters continue to push the contentious agenda, leading to friction within the factions amongst different dissections in the party. Midlands Provincial Affairs Minister Owen Nwue reportedly over the weekend was chanting slogans insulting critics of the term extension, including Munyara Zishoko, a prominent member of the Children of the War Veterans Association of Zimbabwe. The business offices of ZANU-PF Harare Provincial Chairperson Goodwill's Masimire Mbga were targeted in a petrol bomb attack on Friday night last week. And his deputy, Harare Deputy Chairperson, that is Ephraim Mfundikwa's Harare South House, has just been petrol bombed in the same fashion earlier this morning. To discuss this, we are joined by ZANU-PF member and analyst Mr. Snowball Tongogara, Triple C Senator for Mashonaland South, Mr. Solani Moyo, and Social Justice Analyst, Mr. Tendaye Ruben Mbofana, Programs Director with the Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think this is a very heated issue we have here. I will stand with you, Mr. Tongogara, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Excuse me. We have seen clips on social media, and we've heard from some of your members. It seems things are not well in the party. What is going on?
Oh, thank you. I think what I can say is that you are seeing is on the media, on the social media, but within our party, things are calm, there is peace, and the preparations for conference is advanced stage. We have seen delegates who are now arriving here in Glawayo, ready for conference. There are no fights. You can only see fights when you go on social media. There are no people who are fighting. And if you look at things, most of the accounts who are trying to reach factionalism are coming from people who previously supported the national media. These are, you know, desperate opposition people to areas who want to see things not going well in Zambia. But in Zambia, things are well. There's peace, there's tranquility, everything is okay.
Encouraging to hear for some people there with everything that we are seeing on social media and the things that we are hearing out there. Senator Moyo, sawubona baba, uyangizwa?
Yes, ngiyabuzwa, ngiyabonga.
So, it seems the CCC is going with the ZANU-PF flow these days, not so much of an opposition. What's your take on this whole ED 2030 agenda?
Thank you very much to get this opportunity to put my views on this vision for 2030. I think the vision for 2030, I think it would be very look on a proper way, because the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 9.1 is very clear that the president will only serve 2 terms. But now when they are talking about the 2030, I think that is not correct. Because when we look also on the Constitution 3.2.8.7 is very clear that the term limit will put an important democratic check on the abuse of power. Is not really, suppose even you do well, you suppose you can. So I think it's very important that the president in Navagua must be advised to make sure that it doesn't go to 2:30. Because already the country, everyone sees what is happening about the country, is not good.
We hear you loud and clear there, Senator. Let's bring in Mr. Mbofana. Mr. Mbofana, we want you to look at this from an analyst perspective. Minus ZANU-PF, minus CCC, what does the political landscape in the country in the country today tell us about the ED 2030 agenda?
Thank you so much for that very important question. What this shows us is that this has become a security threat. And why I say so, it's not an exaggeration. I'm not trying to sow alarm and despondency, but we need to understand the context in which some of these things happen. In ZANU-PF, we have never, never seen a smooth democratic transfer of power since the party was formed on 8 August 1963. From the days of the running stole, he was removed through the military, the Mugabe declaration. That was a military coup. Mugabe was not installed through a democratic process or a Congress. And then Mugabe himself faced the same fate in 2017. At the hands of his fired deputy, now the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. So that is a very dangerous precedent that has been set, where we have leaders, especially leaders of not just any political party, but a political party that is in power, that is in government, that does not respect the constitution, does not respect transfer of power. That becomes very dangerous for the country as a whole. So the chaos that we are seeing in Zambia today is primarily because we have leaders who do not want to leave office. I can tell you, if ZANU-PF was respected the constitution, and not just the constitution, just love rotation leaders, rotating leaders and renewing leaders, will not be seeing all these shenanigans and all these underhand activities. We'll just be seeing it like what we see in other countries, like in South Africa and others, where someone who wants to contest to become the leader of a party can just do that freely. You can declare 2027, there's going to be an elective Congress in Zanu-PF. Right now, it could even be people coming out openly and saying, I'm going to run to be the president and first secretary of Zanu-PF in 2027. And the people start campaigning freely. We see that in South Africa, we see that in Namibia, we see that in the United States and other countries. So in such a scenario, yes, divisions can be there, but they do not get to the point where it's now becoming a national security issue that we can see another Magagao declaration, another 2017 happening now. You know, we don't want to see that. But the main reason these things happened, why it happened to Mugabe, 2017 happened to Mugabe, was because he was refusing to leave power. Even if the constitution at that time, before the 2018 constitution, allowed him to go on and on and on. But you just do what people like Mandela and others do and say, all right, I played my part, I ran my race, I fought my fight, I would like to come and else to come and take over. You find if the people get accustomed to that smooth transfer of power, there will be no divisions like the ones that we see that border on national security, where we can have the possibility of another military intervention, if you know, we shouldn't see. So President Mnangagwa, my advice to him is, it doesn't matter what your supporters are urging you to do, whether they love you like the Cremora of this world. Please, 2018, make it clear you are stepping down, and not only make it clear, because they've already said it three times, I think, but yes, make sure that you end all this talk of ED2030. These are your supporters. They can listen to you. Tell them enough is enough. Stop this nonsense. We need to unite the country, because it's not a party thing. Zanu-PF is in government. So this is a national issue.
Mr. Mofane. Let me come in there. You are a preacher in this ministry, I can tell. I would like to pose another question to Mr. Tongo Gara, if you are still there. We spoke to Ramasimire Mbuga earlier. We spoke to Ram Fundikwa. We spoke to Munyaradzi Shoko. And all these three gentlemen had sentiments that were telling stories that things are not well, though you insist things are well. As you go to the conference, I know the conference is coming up, and all roads are leading to Bulawayo for the conference. Do you think ZANU-PF is going to survive all these scuffles and shuffles that are happening at the moment?
Oh, thank you so much. What you need to know is that ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party. And, you know, we survived a lot of things that in the regional, but only in social media. You know, we faced a new introspection in 2000, and we were separated from the global world. But we survived. We survived the war of ISIS, and we think we cannot survive this year. A man issuing media on social media. As I said earlier on, that our party is united, our leadership is united, and we cannot really say they are personal leaders, there are no personal leaders. I think only media is that to create that image that they are fighting against, but actually people are not fighting. And also I've been talking about the issue of 2018 is the agenda. And I think it's very premature to talk about this issue at the moment, because we do not know the resolutions the provinces are going to come up during the conference. So we cannot say our conference is going to focus on that. There are a lot of issues to focus on. The issue of the economic development, the issue of the achievement of the president in Mnangagwa, is come up with the projects and a lot of issues that are going to be discussed on. And we do not know at the moment the content and details of the resolutions which are going to come up during the conference. So we will hear after the appointment whether 2030 is going to come or not. So the investment for Congress, I think that's the thing they do. Thank you.
We hear you there. I will move on to Senator Moyo. Baba Moyo, with everything that's going on, do you think there is still room in Zimbabwe for a peaceful transfer of power?
Thank you. I think that's a very good question. That is where the problem is. Because we always, after 5 years, we have the election, and the opposition win the election, and from there we have a problem to transfer power. And it's not even a secret that the President Mnangagwa has failed to make sure that the change in this country is someone who was, since 1980, was part of the cabinet, was the person who was there. We would think President, we thought that he learned a lot about how all the mistakes that were done by the former president who passed away. So we are clear that really we have a problem. There's no way where Zimbabwean people they will find a very peaceful transfer of power. Because already after 2 terms, as the constitution said, they must make sure that people have a chance to put campaign, those ones that they campaign, like what we are seeing all over the other countries, including South Africa and Zambia, people are changing the president according to what people want. So it's no secret that in Zimbabwe we are suffering, in Zimbabwe there's nothing changed. And it's a shocking story. Because really, when you just think wisely about why really the people are suffering like this, we think that as we are President Mnangagwa, we made a lot of mistakes that was done by the former president, but now the country is worse than even before. So that is the problem we are facing. We just pray hard that God will help us, because really that is a problem. When they are in the office, they don't want to leave the office. And when we look on this corruption, and I think the corruption that makes people not leave the office, because there's the wrong things that they are doing in the country. Hey. So we're really suffering, and we are not seeing that every Zimbabwe will be free even one day.
Okay. We get your sentiments there, Senator Moyo. I think I would love to bring back a Mr. Mbofana, we've heard what Triple C is thinking. We've heard what ZANU-PF is thinking. May you please wrap this show for us. Your last words to the people of Zimbabwe going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Zimbabwe. The last words that I can give to the people of Zimbabwe, especially to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, is please, there is still time. There is still time to change the trajectory of Zimbabwe. Make us proud. Just do something that we've never seen before in this country. Since 1980, we have never seen a smooth democratic transfer of power. Make us proud. There is still time. Make that stance that there is no ED30. Make sure that your supporters stop all this noise. Be sincere about it. Let's, for the first time, gather at the National Sports Stadium, wherever you gather, where we see you, President Mnangagwa, handing over the reins of power to a new president.
Thank you. And let's thank all the guests, Mr. Snowball Tongogara from ZANU-PF, our Senator Solani Moyo from Matebelele and South, and Mr. Tendai Mbofana. Thank you for being on the show. And this brings us to the end of this show tonight. Signing off in Washington, D.C., I am Evans Zininga.